This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Now Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentions the weapons for the inner war. So remember in the beginning he talked about shaitan, the devil, and the natural self, and how shaitan will affect the ego and which way they will be carried out, whether through anger, negligence, or the desires. And then he goes on to show the inner battle, how that takes place. You know, there's Satan that comes to you, and then there's the angels that come to you. And then, you know, the most important factor is the one that is al-ghalib, is the one that has more authority or more influence. That's going to determine your masir, even, like, where you will finally abide by, or, you know, in that degree. Hence taking importance the environment, the people, places, and things that we are affected by that can affect our souls. Now he mentions, rahimahullah ta'ala, the weapons for this inner war. He says, rahimahullah, وَجَعْلَ لَهُ مُقَابِلُ الْهَوَاءِ الْحَامِلِ لَهُ عَلَى طَاعَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَالنَّفْسِ الْأَمَّارَةِ نُورًا وَبَصِيرَةً وَعَقْلًا يَرُدُّهُ عَلَى الذِّهَابِ مَعَ الْهَوَاءِ. He says, and he made an opposition to the passions that carry him to obey the devil, and the lower inclinations, the lower level inclinations, nafs al-ammaratin bisu. What did he make for them? Light, insight, and intellect. Light, insight, and intellect. These are the three weapons that is also a part of our fitrah that he's given us to activate when Satan tries to whisper from the waswas, when he tries to influence us. He says, يَرُدُّهُ عَنَ الذَّهَابِ مَعَ الْهَوَاءِ. So these things will keep him away from going and following his intellect, his whims. He says, فَكُلَّمَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذْهَبَ مَعَ الْهَوَاءِ نَادَاهُ الْعَقْلُ وَالْبَصِيرُ وَالنُّورُ. He says, every time that he wants to follow his whims, his intellect, his insight, and the light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will call to him. And this is interesting. He mentions these three. What I want to add on here is the nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Quran, and the sunnah can be understood as that. It can be understood as the hidayah that he has given you, this consciousness of God, right? You're conscious of him. You acknowledge it. So you've embraced Islam. As a young Muslim, you decided to stay a Muslim. As a convert to Islam that was previously from another religion, you decide to embrace. You have that nur, right? You accepted the nur, the light. That light is to keep you away from the darkness, to navigate through the darkness. So here, it is as though the insight and intellect need to be guided by the light. If I was to turn the light off now, you would not be able to see me, but you would hear a voice. And you would know what that voice is, right? The fitrah is kind of that knowledge of the voice. You know that it's a good thing. It's the angel that is calling you to do good. And you also know the devil that is calling you to do evil. So when you listen to that angel, that nur starts to activate. It starts to activate because you know that it's a good calling to you. You answer the call from the angel. You know the directions to go. That could be the nur as well, because you are following that which is the sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path. And your weapons throughout this journey through the darkness, going to this nur, are your insight and your intellect, as the nur is keeping it bright for you to navigate. But the insight and the intellect are the weapons that will keep those influences while you're on this path, keep them away. He says, Rahimullah ta'ala, فَكُلَّمَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذْهَبَ مَعَ الْهَوَى نَدَهُ الْعَقْلُ وَالْبَصِيرُ وَالنُّورُ. When he wants to follow desires, these three things, the light, the intellect, and the insight, will call him saying, الْحَذَرْ الْحَذَرْ, beware. فَإِنَّ الْمَهَالِكَ وَالْمَتَالِفَ بَيْنِ يَدَيْكَ. For verily destruction and ruin is right in front of you. وَأَنْتَ صَيْدُ الْحَرَامِيَّ وَقُطَّاعِ الطَّرِيقِ إِنْ سِرْتَ خَلْفَ هَذَا الدَّلِيلِ. And you are a portion of that guide. You will be subject to that guide. If you follow behind that guide, you will be subject to criminals and highway robbers. If you follow behind that guide, you will be their prey. You will be their prey. So that is what your intellect is telling you, and your insight. Your intellect is basically that they call it the aql, and the aql is that which prohibits you from doing that which is not befitting. But what do you consider befitting? That is where the nur makes very clear to you what is befitting and what is not. There is a level, of the fitra, to where you know that, okay, this is not befitting for a human being or an adult, so on and so forth. But the nur is what maintains it, and the basira is the insight. If I really do this, okay, I know that it's not right, but your desires comes into play. If I really, really do this, is this really going to be the best for me in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? You follow that which is good for you, because the angel is speaking to you. It's Allah speaking to you. He's telling you, not wahi or revelation, but it's what we call ilham. Some would say it is not revelation, but it's a form of insight and inclination that he gives you at times and for certain people. But in general, it is the conscious that you know what is not right and giving you the insight and intellect with the nur that is within that nur, the light, that when you follow it, you will overcome the highway robbers and criminals from the shayateen that want to take you away from the sirat al-mustaqim, from certain people, being in certain places, and certain things, concepts that will be shown through people, that may be shown through places online and offline. So those are the weapons for the inner war. The nur, the light, the intellect, and the insight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be those that constantly watch over and use our intellect, our insight, and the nur, rather than letting our hawa, our desires, be implemented in a way that's not befitting through usage of anger, through usage of fulfilling our animalistic desires, or through negligence. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.